in the off season. We took it to heart last year with the record, and we worked really hard in the off season with weights, summer league and team camps, and all through the fall with lifting and stuff. And since day one of practice, I mean, we've just had it in a mindset to really improve and work hard, and we've been doing that. So, I mean, it's just been day in, day out, getting better and waiting for Saturday to come around and see where we're at.
How much does it help that you've had some guys on your team who played football earlier this year and they played pretty well and deep into the season this year?
Well, it always helps. I mean, anytime you have a successful sport and they're a multi-sport athlete, it'll carry over. So, you know, we had some guys that played football and had success. So it does give some confidence. You just got to try to find a way to translate into the next sport. So, yeah, it definitely will help.
Shot clock this year, your thoughts on it?
You know, I don't see it making a big difference except in a couple circumstances. I really don't know how many teams honestly hold onto the ball longer than 35 seconds without a shot or turnover anymore. I don't know, I guess. We'll just have to wait and see. But I know, like, end-of-quarter situations and going now for two-for-ones at the end of a quarter are going to change the aspect a little bit. But overall, I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
So it doesn't help or hurt your team in any way, does it?
Oh, no, us personally. No, I don't think so. I mean, okay. You know, we're going to be looking for a great shot right away off the bat. And, you know, I mean, it might change towards the end of the game, I think, if you're up, you know, 10, 15 points where before you maybe would work the ball around, take a lot of clock off. Well, you can't do that as much. But, I think it'll be an adjustment right away for everybody, but I don't see it being a big hiccup at all.
Biggest strength coming into this year, biggest weakness?
Biggest strength this year, I think, would be our commitment in the off season. We really committed ourselves to improving in all aspects, both playing and lifting. We did a good job. Weakness, for as far as varsity experience, we only have a couple guys that have really had varsity experience, so we'll be a little inexperienced to start right away, so we'll just see how long it takes for us to gel.
How do you see the district playing out this year, Brandon?
Boy, I don't know. You know, Milner's going to have a pretty talented young team. You can't count out North Sargent with Greenmeyer and Hansana. Both those two are phenomenal players and stuff. And you still have, you know, Wine Religioth with the Illies and, you know, Sargent Central. I really think it's a free-for-all right now. I really don't know who I would give the edge to as it sits right now. I mean, it's going to take a couple district games to even it out. But, I mean, I think every team has positive and negatives right now. It's too close to call.
What's a reasonable expectation for this team this year?
Right now, you know, like I told the guys, I think when you go into the season, and most teams, if you go for goals, all teams are going to have the same goal where they want to go, you know, go to districts or win your holiday tournament down and all this stuff. And I said, our goals right now can't be like that anymore. They have to be daily. So right now we just have daily goals and goals per game. And so right now we have five or six goals we shoot for in a game. And then if we meet those goals, then that'll take care of everything else.
You know, you got a pretty big test to start off going to Tower City, not only playing in that gym, but playing up against a pretty good team, Coach. Just your thoughts on Saturday's matchup.
I think it's going to be a battle. You know, not only are we going to their house, but, you know, we played them twice in football, and with some of the guys we have that played football, I know they know the personnel well, and I think we'll be a little, you know, pretty energized to play them again and get another crack to beat them. They got a talented squad. They pretty much bring everybody back except a couple guys. So it will be a great test for our squad right away.
Is it tough to play in that small of an environment where the court is basically right against the stands that so close? I think that's got to be one of the closest anywhere in the state.
It's small. I've seen small. We've been to smaller. I personally played in smaller. But, you know, in certain situations it will. I think one aspect that changes is just how close the crowd and everybody is to the court. And, you know, I think on that court, the corner threes are okay for everybody. You don't have to worry about stepping out, but you just have to be court aware. I mean, you have to adapt to where you're going. It's still a basketball court. The ball is still going to bounce, and we have hoops that are 10 feet tall. So I don't see it being any different than any other gym. It's just knowing where you are and adjusting to it.
One main key to pull out a good win, or just any win, really, on Saturday, what would it be?
Oh, boy, just one key, huh?
Well, I'll ask you three later on. We're just working our way through this right now.
I think one right away. I think our biggest thing will be is going to respond with our defense, how well our defense plays. If we're aggressive with our defense and we're moving well, that will set the tone. So our defense is going to be pretty big to stop some of their scores for sure.
If you got two more, you can just throw those out real quick.
Well,
if you want.
You'll always hear me say, if you can take care of the ball and rebound, you're going to win basketball games. So those go hand in hand with a victory. So if you can keep your turnovers down, and you can rebound and control the boards, you'll control the game. So if we can do those two things, you throw our defense in there, boy, things will go our way. But, you know, you have to get all three to happen.